This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. If you want, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you. If you want to join us there, you can talk about anything you want. And if you're on Discord, you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight, in the studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
How are you? Of course, you can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. That is the point and the purpose of this radio program. Mark is out sick tonight. He's actually going to be hopefully doing better tomorrow because he's going to be sitting in with a special guest co-host who I don't know if I should reveal right now who that will be tomorrow night. So we'll see. Anyway, Aria, I heard on Call to Freedom, your show this afternoon, you guys were talking about Karl Marx.
Indeed.
And, of course, you know, a lot of the people on the left socialist side of things like to pander to the workers. They are in favor of the workers, right? The idea is that the workers should seize the means of production and run things better.
Well, they're certainly in favor of power. And the whole Marxist ideology, as we came to discover, was mostly an excuse for workers or for people to seize power, quote unquote, on behalf of the workers and just sort of become an omnipotent state.
Well, they don't really want the workers to be part of the state. They just want the workers to do their
bidding. They just want the workers to believe that they're part of the state.
There is a situation that I think is related to that that discussion that you guys had on Call to Freedom, which is the website back, or should we plug something else for Call to Freedom? What should we plug for?
The podcast is fine. Call to Freedom Live. Podbean.com.
Perfect.
The website will be back as soon as I finish emailing Derek. Not Derek, yeah,
Derek. Oh, okay. Derek Slopey. Good guy.
Yep.
All right. So Uber and Lyft, New York City, Wednesday morning, drivers will be protesting. They are going to have a strike in New York City. Now, we don't know how many of them will be participating in that strike because, obviously, they're not all necessarily in agreement with one another. I don't know how many thousands of Uber and Lyft drivers there are in New York City, but I suspect it is thousands and thousands of them, if not tens of thousands of them. And the stories are all over the news media. I tried to find one that would kind of give a good overview of what's going on, because there's a lot involved in this situation that's sort of developed there in New York City. And I had asked you guys before the show how many of which of you have been inside an Uber or Lyft or a ride sharing service. Have you did you say you had, Melanie, at one point? Do you remember what city you were in at the time?
Manchester.
Oh, okay, so local to your house and where you live. I've done it in a couple cities here and there, in like Austin, Texas, and I forget where else. And it's always a nice experience. The drivers are professional, the cars are clean, and they've come up with a nice system to make it so, you know, you don't have to fumble with cash when you're, you know, getting out the door. You just basically, it's all done on a credit card through the app. That basically you create your account, you put a credit card on the account, and then you say, I want to go, you know, I just got to the airport, I want to go to this place in the city, and then somebody comes and picks you up and they drop you off. And I like to tip just because I like to tip the driver, but it's not a requirement with Uber. So the typical ride is you just get out at the end of the ride, and then Uber hits you your credit card or Lyft. You know, basically they work the same way, and that's it. And then the driver gets, I think it might be down to 70%. When we first started looking at Uber back several years ago when they were in the news for, essentially disrupting the taxi cab industry, which was one of the really good things that Uber and Lyft have done in the world, is sort of upend this old, established industry that is just slow and, you know, incompetent and tied in with government in so many ways. And so, you know, they deserved a lot of kudos for what they've done. But then they cut back the rate from 80% of the fare going to the driver to 75% of the fare. And I think they might have cut it back to 70% of the fare at this point. Maybe there's an Uber driver out there listening that can say. And I'm not sure what Lyft's pay is. I don't know what it has been or what it might have changed to.
You know, in theory, I like Uber and Lyft, and I do like what they've done to the taxi industry because it is so intertwined with the state. But I'm not a fan of how they're not really upfront about the damage people are doing to their vehicles. Any Uber and Lyft driver.
You're saying the customer, the passengers are doing damage?
No, the driver.
You mean the cost of upkeeping and maintaining?
Yeah, the long-term costs of being an Uber and Lyft or Lyft driver are certainly going to outweigh any possible short-term gain.
Well, you know, that is one of the big questions about this is, how much does it really cost a person to maintain a vehicle while, you know, working for these companies?
I don't know how that's a question. I mean, the numbers are there. I haven't run them because I don't know what they're actually getting paid. Like, it's a calculable thing. It's not some unknowable wild card.
Well, it is a calculable thing, but it's one of those things that you kind of have to calculate after the fact. You can't really...
No, it's not. Like, you know what the life of the car is going to be, roughly.
No, you don't. Didn't you just have a car go into the shop today that's 2 years old?
Okay, but if you have... Well, first of all, if you...
Is it a two-year-old car?
Yes. If you have a smaller car, those tend to last longer, but you have an expected life of a car.
Sure.
Like,
but you don't know what's going to happen.
But
you don't know with cars. They're machines, and they can go bad at certain points, unexpected points. You know you're eventually going to spend something repairing the machine. You just don't know at what point or how much that machine is going to cost you. So you just had a transmission blowout or something like that. You're basically having to scrap the transmission, which is not a cheap part from what I was overhearing the conversation you were having with my roommate, who's like a car guy, and he knows a thing or two about
this. If you don't need something that big, and so you're getting something more reliable...
Well, if you're just talking about a regular oil change... Then,
yeah, we're talking about how many miles does this car have in it before it's used up?
How many miles
it's
did your car
doable.
Have on it before its transmission blew?
76,000.
That's not a lot of miles.
It's not, but I also needed a bigger car. Like, if you're driving for Uber, you don't need a van. You don't need all that cargo space.
Okay, but whether you have a van or not isn't a factor on when
a thing is. Yes, it is, because a Camry is going to last you longer than a minivan.
So I'm not an automotive person. I think I've heard, Aria, that you like to fix cars.
Mm-hmm.
Does the size of the vehicle have anything to do with when a transmission is going to blow out?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to say here is unexpected things happen.
Well, okay, it's not like the car is bigger, therefore it's less
reliable.
Okay,
so I don't know what the relevance
of it. So there are cars that are more reliable. Those tend to be your smaller cars. Toyotas are more reliable. They're also smaller. If you need something bigger than a Toyota, then you can't buy a Toyota. If you only have one or two passengers at any time, then you can buy a Toyota and say, okay, this is going to last me 100,000, 200,000, 150, whatever it is.
Sure, it's going to last you for that much of time, but you're going to have to put money in repairs
especially at the 80,000 to 100,000 mile mark.
Yeah.
That's when things like your transmission will start blowing, if they're going to blow.
Well, on a Toyota, I got to say, I've had really good luck, right? Like the Toyota I've got a RAV4 that I drive, and I got it 130,000 miles. That's when I bought it. And, you know, they say that's just broken in for a Toyota. So maybe there are some cars where you need to swap out a transmission at 70,000 miles. But in the time I've had Toyotas, I've never had to do that.
There's still an upper limit. Like, the car is, like, there's still, like, a best case scenario.
Sure.
Like,
say 300,000 miles. That's pretty best case.
That might be a little bit beyond best case.
It's a little optimistic.
For your newer cars. But so it's only going to last you that long. You need to divide the cost of the car over that many miles. And I don't think that everybody is doing that.
I agree with you there, but I'm also saying you're not factoring in the unexpected repairs.
Well,
so
right,
you're
like,
saying divide the cost of the car over amount of miles.
This is going to cost you $84.32 every 100 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a, like, reasonable estimate of what any given car is going to cost you.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. So anyway, these employees, or not employees, and that's one of the arguments, actually, is there, some of them are arguing they're employees, not contractors. The people who work for Uber and Lyft historically have been contractors. And they've been, there's a certain group of them that have been pushing to become employees. And there's a big difference between an employee and a contractor. And further, there's supposedly going to be a bunch of them protesting by logging out of their apps on Wednesday morning across the United States. We'll tell you more about it. Come on.
Not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. And if you are a ride-sharing driver and you want to, I don't know, comment on this, because there's three people here who are doing a lot of speculating, and I have done a little bit of ride-sharing driving, but not enough to really be able to say, you know, I have significant experience at it, because I got fired, basically, by Uber, and they never really told me why, even though I was a five-star rated driver. I had nothing less than five-star ratings. They put me on what they call the wait list after some amount of time, and then 9 months later decided I was no longer going to be able to drive for them. And I believe this is because of some local haters who reported me to Uber, and I could speculate as to why. I think it coincided with the FBI raid on the studios back in 2016, because it happened at about the same time. Shortly after the raid, there was a post made on a local group of haters on Facebook. I'm not speculating that they reported me. There was a post where they said they had reported me to Uber, and over time I, you know, had sent emails to Uber saying, hey, you know, I see that you've put me on a wait list, wondering what's going on. Maybe I could help you. Maybe you could ask me whatever question. Maybe you've got a question for me. Maybe you'd like to talk to me about whatever it is that has been said, because I have no idea. And Uber was, you know, very hard to get a hold of. And then finally, when they did respond, it was like, when we're ready to ask you a question, we'll send you something. And they never sent me anything. They never even bothered to ask me for my input on anything whatsoever. They just got rid of me. So it's not like I'm a huge fan of Uber necessarily. I think they've got some pretty questionable business strategy.
I would like to see them accept cryptocurrency. That would be really awesome.
I could have sworn I saw an article that down in Argentina they are accepting, or at least at one point did accept Bitcoin due to some kind of government regulation that got in their way. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the details of that, but yeah, that would be great if they did that. Of course, they're not the only ride-sharing company out there. In fact, we're going to address how these new rules in New York City are going to affect other ride-sharing, the smaller competitors to Uber and Lyft, but there's a lot going on in this area of ride sharing services, and it's culminating now in what is going to be a 2-hour long strike in several major cities around the world this Wednesday. So 2 days from now, we'll tell you more about that, and also want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet. You can buy Bitcoin Cash, and they'll show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash as well. You can read the latest news on their news site or engage with the community on their forum. It's all over there at Bitcoin.com. And that's actually where we're going. Mark and I are going to Tokyo this week to go and spend some time at the Bitcoin.com home offices there. So that should be fun. Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, the story from TheVerge.com, which I think tends to have a bit of a leftist leaning to it. Uber and Lyft drivers are planning a 2-hour strike in several major cities around the world Wednesday in an effort that is meant to coincide with Uber's forthcoming IPO. So they're going public. Labor groups organizing the strike are protesting the company's payment and labor practices, and they hope to stymie the ride-hail apps during the crucial morning hour rush on the day before Uber is expected to debut in public markets. Ride-hail drivers in New York City, Philadelphia, Boston, and Los Angeles are scheduled to go on strike from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Wednesday, May 8th, according to the New York Taxi Workers Alliance. Drivers in several cities in the U.K. And by the way, I think it's suspect that the New York Taxi Workers Alliance is behind this strike. It seems to me like the taxi workers aren't the same people as the rideshare workers.
I would agree.
Yeah, the taxi industry is the industry that has been upended by the ride-sharing companies, and they don't like the ride-sharing companies, and so it would seem to me that if Taxi Workers Alliance is asking ride-sharing drivers to turn off their apps that morning, that would only benefit the taxi drivers.
That's what I was thinking, is that, you know, it's going to create an opportunity for some people to say, screw the strike, and make a lot of money.
Well, yeah, if you are an Uber or Lyft driver and you do not participate in the strike, then you will likely do very, very well during those 2 hours because, you know, basically the amount of potential drivers out there will go down. And And on these platforms, when that happens, I presume Lyft operates the same way, but on Uber, when there aren't enough drivers around to service the number of passengers who are demanding rides, the price goes up. So they have what they call surge pricing, where it can raise the price of from whatever the normal rate is upwards of 9 times the normal rate. Now, it's pretty rare that it goes that high, but, you know, based on however many people are wanting a ride versus however many drivers there are in a vicinity, they will they'll raise the rate 2x, 3x, you know, 3.5 times. And then there's like a little map where if you're a driver, you can look on the map of, let's say you're in, you know, New York City, you can see, oh, over here in Manhattan, there's like a red zone where it's 5x. Because there's, you know, some convention that just let out. Or over here, there's, you know, a sports stadium where a game has just ended, and now it's, you know, 4X. So you can, as a driver, you know where the hot spots are, and you can go to those places and work there, and then you'll get paid more. So that could be, this could be a real boon to those drivers who don't adhere to whatever suggested protest is going on here. Drivers in several cities, including UK, in the UK, including London, Birmingham, Nottingham, and Glasgow, are also participating in the work stoppage. According to The Independent, Uber is expected to go public at an eye-popping $90 billion valuation on May 9th.
Now, is that their whole issue? Is that Uber is going public and
No. No, this is all about... there's the group of drivers who are fine with being contractors. They like the idea of being able to make their own hours, you know, because when you're a contractor, if you're Uber and Lyft, one of the selling points is, hey, you're your own business. You get to decide you want to work at night, you want to work during the daytime, you want to work Wednesdays, Fridays, you know, you pick whichever days because you log in to the app when you want to take rides. And if you're the nearest driver to a passenger, you will get the ride request. And then, you know, somebody, let's say you're, you know, you've got your app on and the ride request comes through, but you were at the gas station and you didn't have your phone with you. You didn't see it come through. Well, then that ride pings to the next closest driver. So you got like 10 seconds basically to say, okay, I'll take the ride. I'll take the fare. So there's the kind of people who are like, they're cool with the arrangement. They're happy with it. And they're just working. And then there's the kind of people who feel like they are owed something. Because they've downloaded an app and have a car, and they feel like they are not making enough money and that they need to make more, and they need the government to step in and make sure that they can make more. And that's who is behind this strike. The people who want, you know, rights. They want to be treated as an employee. They want health care coverage. They want, you know, all the benefits that an employee gets. They don't want to be contractors. In fact, there have been court cases, not just in the United States, but also in the UK, about whether or not these drivers should be considered as contractors or employees. Now, an employee isn't a contractor. An employee is somebody who you tell when to show up. An employee is somebody who gets paid, you know, when they... Well, we can continue here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, especially if you are a ride-sharing driver, Uber, Lyft, or one of the other companies, 855-450-FREE. You can weigh in on how you feel about this strike coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin rejected House Democrats' request for President Trump's tax returns, contending that lawmakers are trying to expose details of the president's finances rather than conducting legitimate oversight. As President Trump's former personal attorney heads off to prison, he again criticizes his former boss.
The country will be in a place without xenophobia, injustice, and lies at the helm of our country.
Cohen will be spending 3 years in prison in New York. On Monday at the White House, President Trump is paying tribute to the U.S. Military Academy football team.
With your victories over Air Force and Navy and a lot of other great schools, you have won 5 in a row and ended last season ranked 19th in the nation.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was down 66 points to close at 26,438. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you are an Uber or Lyft or one of the other ride-sharing company drivers, and you want to weigh in on this expected protest, this work strike, basically, that's only going to last 2 hours, so not exactly a particularly extended strike. I guess that's sort of acknowledging that these people probably need to go to work in order to make some money. Because they're not going to get paid if they aren't logged into the app giving people rides.
I'm definitely unfamiliar with a strike having a time limit on it. I mean, don't they usually go until some goal has been achieved?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, your typical strike that you're talking about would be like, you know, the workers outside of the employer's office, they've got picket signs and, you know, they're outside of the gates and they're trying to stop the scabs from coming in and they're out there until X occurs, until whatever demand that they have is acknowledged. In this case, they just want to show themselves. They want to show how strong they are. They want the strike to impact Uber and Lyft as far as, the, you know, they want to see a noticeable dip, basically. They want to show their strength, essentially, over just a short time frame. And so, again, if you want to weigh in here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go a little bit further, deeper into the story here. Again, Uber expecting to go public this Wednesday with their IPO, meaning people can buy stock in Uber as of Wednesday. And for those that aren't aware, Uber's been losing money basically the entire time they've been in existence. So it's not
interesting.
Yeah, it's not a profitable business. For whatever reason, I don't understand, you know, why that is exactly. they take roughly 20% of every ride, but I guess that's still not enough for whatever overhead they have. Maybe it's all the legal fees that they have where they've been fighting governments across the world. I mean, that could be a very, very expensive thing to do. And I think in a lot of cases, they've done a good job fighting the government regulators because basically, you know, their argument is, well, we're not a taxi company. You know, we don't have a fleet. We don't have actual taxis. We don't have our own cars. Uber doesn't own the cars. The driver does.
That's a legal government the mess made. I mean, in realistic terms, yeah, they do have a fleet of drivers that they can dispatch to wherever.
But it's not their responsibility to repair the fleet. If you're a taxi driver and your car that you're driving breaks down, well, it's not your car. You go and, you know, somehow the company tows the car, you know, you get the car back to the station. They may have their own repair wing, or they've got a company that takes care of the repairs for them. It's the taxi company's responsibility to take care of their cars. In fact, sometimes the drivers will actually rent the car in order to take it out on the streets. So sometimes they even have their drivers pay to rent their cars. In the case of Uber, you've got to bring your own car, and if your own car breaks down, it's your own responsibility, which is what we were talking about in the first segment where, Melanie, you were saying most of the drivers probably don't factor that in.
That's not at all what I was talking about, because that's a completely separate issue than how long is this car going to last you. It's going
to
last
you. Had said they aren't calculating those things.
Yeah, they're not calculating how long the car is going to last you. All
that's
cars need maintenance. Whether it's 5 years from now, 20 years from now, or 2 years from now, that's kind of a separate thing from, okay, this car is only going to last you X miles, so if you're using those miles to do this job, you need to divide the cost of the car by that.
Right. You were saying they're not doing that.
Yeah.
They're not doing whatever math.
They're not, because if they were, they probably wouldn't be doing that job at that rate.
Well, see, that's what I disagree with. I think there are some people who have done that, and they've found that they're making enough money, that they're able to feed their family, they're able to, work the job that they want to work, in this case, and set the hours that they want to set. I mean,
yeah, none of those things have anything to do with whether or not you're getting the value of the car back.
Well, they do, because if you're able to do all of that, then you are making enough money to replace the car when it breaks down, or when it needs to be replaced.
That's not true, because You've already paid for the car.
That's the point I was about to make, is that, you know, I doubt that's true in the longest term. It may be true in the short term within a 2 to 3 year range. It may even be true within a, you know, 3 to 5 year range. But anything over that, I don't think within 5 years they'll be able to make enough money to cover all of the maintenance that they're going to have to do on their vehicle, as well as have money to replace that vehicle when it finally gives out, or when it stops being cost effective to repair it.
Well, then they're not making back the value of the car. Like, yeah, because you already paid for the car.
Well, we're speculating that they're probably not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we've had people call in. I suspect you're right that many of them aren't doing the math necessary. But there are obviously some who, I mean, we're talking about tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of drivers around the world. Surely some of them are capable of doing the math.
Well, I don't know if they're getting paid outside of the U.S. So maybe, you know, in Argentina or wherever, they have a different deal and cars are cheaper. I don't know. In the U.S., I don't see that making sense in most places.
So we can go on here. We got Jimmy. He's on the line in Massachusetts. He's calling about Uber. Go ahead, Jimmy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I want to talk about libertarianism and Uber. I think it's a thing to put out. Sometimes libertarians can get the wrong idea about certain people. That may seem a little obnoxious, but I think people should give other people time, because when we're doing libertarianism, like Aria and you do, Ian, we're trying to get them into the libertarian mindset. And, you know, sometimes some people are a little rough around the edges. I'm actually talking about myself. I have been a little rough around the edges, and I've upset some people, but I have apologized to one guy. He was coming to...
I don't know what you're referring to.
It's not Uber. It's a Discord conversation that's been going on for about the last 40 minutes.
What are you talking about, Jimmy?
Okay, all right. So I'm talking about... I just wanted to apologize for being in the room, and then there has been a time...
Being in the Discord room?
Discord and on LRN.
So we're just going to drop your call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't even know what's going on in the Discord. I haven't been paying close attention to it right now, so I don't know what he feels like he needs to apologize for. But if you feel like you need to apologize to people in the Discord, go ahead and apologize to the people in the Discord. They're there.
For
they
sure.
can read whatever it is that you have to say. Anyway, the Alliance says its workers are demanding fewer driver deactivations, an end to upfront pricing. Whoa, that would be a huge change. That's where the company gives you an estimate of what it's going to cost to get you from point A to point B and then sticks to it, basically, even if the driver takes like a, you know, a circuitous route. And a cap
on. So they want to be paid for miles and not per trip?
Well, there is a mileage fee as well involved in Uber. So, but maybe they cap the mileage fee on whatever the estimate is, and then if you have to go around a different, I don't know, that's new to me. But either way, they say here that, quote, the gig economy is all about exploiting workers by taking away our rights. Said Sanam Lama.
But it's literally you idiots owning the means of production. You own the tools of your trade.
Isn't this what they wanted?
Yes, it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they could just sit around, though, and like watch machines do it.
Well, that's what's going to happen eventually, is they're going to get replaced by automated cars.
You're going to call a Google or a Tesla to come pick you up.
Well, if Uber can live long enough, that's their vision for the future as well.
That's true. They do have self-driving cars.
Uber's experimenting with that, and then Uber will be able to dramatically lower its costs, right? Because right now, if Uber quotes you $100 for a ride from point A to point B, well, the driver's getting $70 out of that $100. Well, you cut the driver out, and now you're talking about a much, much lower price. Even if Uber only keeps, if Uber's keeping 100%, but the driver's not there, they can then lower the cost to 50% of what it was, and it'll dramatically drop the price of transportation. But you're right, Arya. The person complaining here, who claims that she's been an Uber driver since 2015, Sama, or maybe it's a she, I don't know, Sanam, could be a male, Sanam Lama, she's saying it's exploitative. Well, now wait a minute. You signed up for this.
Not only you signed up for this, you literally signed up for every ride.
That's right. You could stop anytime you wanted.
Or you could not take any given ride.
Well, if you don't, then eventually you'll stop getting them. So if you are given a ride and then you don't get it, and then you're given another one, and then you don't go and, you know, you're not saying, I'll take this ride, eventually they're going to be like, well, this person obviously doesn't want to work, so we're just not going to send you any more rides.
Really?
So, yeah, you've got to take some percentage, decent percentage of the rides that are offered to you as a driver. We're coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Everyone knows, even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the gig economy. Uber and Lyft, of course, the two most noteworthy and controversial companies in this space, both, from what I understand, losing money. Quarter after quarter, the Uber continues to post losses. So now they're turning to a public offering, and I guess Lyft already has gone public. So Uber's the next one to go public, and their plan is to go public, Wednesday or maybe Thursday, sometime this week. Drivers are going to protest in New York City as well as other cities across the United States and in the U.K.
And this is tomorrow, right?
Wednesday.
Protesting?
Wednesday morning, so 2 days.
Okay.
Wednesday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. That's the apparently the hot time. You know, everybody's going to work.
I'm sure.
And so they're saying, turn your apps off, drivers, protest, join the protest that's being organized by the Taxi Workers Alliance, which I find suspect. But
definitely.
The taxi, of course, companies have always been against Uber and Lyft and ride sharing. It's a huge threat to their oligopoly, the huge threat to their business that has been established for decades. Uber and Lyft came in and they shook things up, and they shook things up in a good way. It lowered prices of fares. It gave people more choice in the marketplace. And what's happening in New York City, while it's going to make these socialists very happy that are behind these types of protests, is not a good thing for the riders. It's not a good thing for the people who, and we'll get into what's going on, because New York City in February just implemented a minimum wage for rideshare workers, which is a strange thing. Right. Like, it's a strange thing to say because these people are contractors.
Yeah, do they make you drive a minimum number of trips?
We'll get into that. There's a very strange formula that they've come up with. In fact, they address it coming up briefly here in this article. So there's some really weird stuff going on that's trying to basically, you know, legally force fundamental changes onto these companies, basically force them to be organized in a way that they previously weren't. They are supposed to be contractors, where the drivers are taking on the costs of doing their business instead of putting them onto the companies. And as a result of that, the drivers get the supermajority of the money that comes in from the fare. Now, Melanie's saying she doesn't think it could work, but obviously there are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of drivers who disagree and work this job full-time. Now, how many of them are running the numbers correctly? We don't know. But if you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And by the way, thanks to Derek, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. I believe it's the very same Derek that you mentioned earlier here tonight. He amps the show at a platinum level, which we don't ask for, but he's doing it anyway. We ask for $5 a month. Platinum is $25 per month. So thank you to Derek for doing that. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and that allows you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live, help us get on more radio stations, which we should be announcing a few more this week. I confirmed today earlier that we added a handful more over the weekend, so very excited because we are getting very close to our 200 affiliate goal, which is a huge milestone for Free Talk Live, and this may be the week that we accomplish that. So thanks to listeners like Derek for backing us up. And there's only about, there's like 199, there's just under 200 Free Talk Live listeners that do the AMP thing. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Your $5 a month makes a huge difference for us, and you get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines. There's the AMP discussion, the groups on our Discord server, and more. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. So back to the story here about the strikes that are expected. Sonam Lema says the gig economy is all about exploiting workers by taking away our rights. So what these people have done basically is they started a job, which isn't of course like a real job. You know, it's not like a typical job, because at a job you're an employee, right? Like you get told, you work at a pizza place, Aria. Mm-hmm. They tell you when to show up, right? Like you can tell them I can't work Fridays. Like you can, when you start the job, you can kind of set some basic, you know, parameters, but, you know, you don't get to set them too much, right? Like they're going to determine whether you open or whether you close, and, you know, unless you've got enough clout, you've been there long enough to say, I'm not working weekends, or, you know, whatever. If you've got enough clout to do that, you can do that to some extent. But either way, they tell you how many hours you're showing up for, what days you're showing up to, and as a result of that, you get certain benefits of being an employee, which is to say the health care coverage or whatever other things that they offer you. In the gig economy, you don't get those things because it's a gig.
Yeah.
You are doing a job that is on your schedule. You're deciding when to work. You're deciding when to log into the app. You get to make more decisions. As a result of that, you don't get the same arrangement with the employer. And you're more replaceable as a result of that as well, especially in these gig economies where all you have to be able to do is drive not like a maniac and have a car with four doors that's within the last 10 or 12 years. I think Lyft lets you get away with 12, and Uber it's 10.
Really?
Yeah.
It was 3 when I looked into doing Uber once.
3 years?
Yeah. No. At least 3. No more than 3 years
old. No way. Yeah. You must be misremembering. When was that?
Oh, no. That was why I didn't do it.
When was that?
2015, maybe? No, 2015, 2016 or 2017.
No way. Maybe it was that way in Mississippi, but it sure as hell wasn't
it
here in New Hampshire. Because it was 10 years here in New Hampshire. I got in right at about the same time.
Interesting. Maybe that's varied by state. I don't know. I didn't give any thought. I wasn't super interested in doing it anyway. I was like, hey, it'd be nice to make some cash this weekend.
Well, they definitely vary the rates by area. So it they charge different if you're taking a ride in Manchester, New Hampshire versus Manhattan. So yeah. Maybe they also vary the number of years. That seems shocking to me. 3 years, I mean, that would not be sustainable in any way, shape, or form, because then you'd have to get another car 3 years later that was also essentially a brand new car. I could definitely see that as being impossible to make money at.
Well, I didn't even think about the, you know, age restrictions behind Uber and Lyft mm-hmm. when we were having that discussion about the sustainability of it.
Right. You can't bring an old clunker.
Right.
You got to have something that's new-ish, at least. So, you know, it's not an exploitation if you've chosen to work for these people. But for these folks, that's not good enough. The fact that they agreed, oh, yeah, it sounds good, 80%, 75%, okay, sign me up. Now, all of a sudden, they want this, they want that, they want all these extra things. Well, guess what? That's going to raise the rates.
And they can stop doing it at any time.
Right. Well, guess what's going to happen if they raise the rates?
People are going to move to a different taxi service.
That's correct.
They'll, or rides.
And that
service.
May be what the Taxi Workers Alliance wants. They may want to put Uber and Lyft out of business, you know, with these strikes. Anyway, the planned strikes appear to be more organized and geographically diverse than protests that met Lyft's IPO in late March, which were mostly localized in California. It makes sense, though, considering Uber is much bigger than Lyft, and its IPO is expected to be the largest since Alibaba's in 2014. Even some presidential candidates are getting in on the action. And Bernie Sanders has tweeted about it, saying, Uber says it can't pay its drivers more money, but rewarded its CEO with nearly $50 million last year. People who work for multi-billion dollar companies should not have to work 70 or 80 hours a week to get by.
I mean, if it's that easy, go be a CEO then.
Well, yeah, it's not that easy, right? Like, you have to have some special training and education and such. And
well,
experience.
I think there's a bigger issue here is that, you know, it's not the ride-sharing driver's concern what is being done with that 30% that they don't get.
Mm-hmm.
They agreed to give up that 30%. If the CEO wants to take it and roll cigars out of it and smoke it, that's his business. You know, it is completely removed from their sphere of concerns at that point. But they're jealous.
Right.
They're looking at him going, no, he's got that big slice of cake, and I want his cake.
Well, sure. Like you said, the ride providers, the drivers or whatever, they could form their own company.
Yeah.
They could form their own group, but then they'd have to, you know, hire programmers. They'd have to hire people because Uber sends them the fares. How are you going to get your fares if you start your own company? You're going to fly
the streets? When I started an IT firm, that was the most difficult task, was getting out there and finding clients
mm-hmm.
to work for.
So
Uber
yeah.
removes that from their needs.
And that's part of the 30% that
absolutely
you're giving up. And that also includes, you know, certain overhead that Uber takes care of. For instance, if somebody pukes in the back of your car, Uber will give you a cleanup fee. Now,
really?
Yeah, you're going to have to prove to them that it's, like, true or whatever.
Right.
So I don't know, you know how much evidence they require to give you the fee, but that's the supposed claim. So Uber knows it has a driver problem, says The Verge. In its filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission declaring its intention to go public, Uber said that driver dissatisfaction was likely to increase as the company sought to reduce the amount of money it spends on driver incentives. Quote, further, we're investing our autonomous vehicle strategy, which may add to driver dissatisfaction over time, as it may reduce the need for drivers. So them admitting, hey, look, we're going to get rid of you guys. This is a temporary, your driving career with Uber is at best temporary. And that's not a problem for me either, because if you're an Uber driver and you can see this on the horizon, it's obvious, right? Like it's not secret that Uber is developing these autonomous cars.
Right.
So you got to prepare yourself for that. And there's ways that you can do it, like handing out your personal business card to all your clients. We're coming up.
To get back that full head of hair from years past, introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.